This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again. My aim here is to help encourage confident and fulfilled owners of happy and healthy alpacas. It's a moving target. All of those things, actually. We have to continually be looking out, trying to grow in our understanding and our knowledge, and also to keep the animals healthy and happy. So the key that Kier is about that is to feed them well and to make sure that there's nothing wrong with them. And you never know, do you? You thought they were okay and you turn the corner and there you are. You've got a new situation which you're having to deal with. It's a challenge to do that, those two things, the feeding them well and keeping them healthy. It's difficult to do that consistently in a way that feels like you are achieving 100% satisfaction here for yourself and for the alpacas. It's a challenge to keep it going because being a herd animal, they tend to hide things. There are things that they will not be open about because the weak ones get eaten by the predators. Therefore, by nature, they tend to keep things hidden. They try and hide things. I've got one at the moment. Poor old Alice isn't very well. What's going on? Don't know. She's off her food. Not completely. Okay, so what are we looking at here? Is it a digestion thing? Is it a mouth kind of swallowing thing? Is it? So I've checked over for lumps on the jaw, see if there's any sign of abscesses or problems with the jaw. There's no swelling. There's nothing obvious there that seems to be coming. Now, it's possible that she's eaten something that's given a bit of a scratch. She's been eating the food, but gingerly, carefully, just a little bit, please. And then we'll sit down. And I favoured her today. She followed in late to the party. She'd been sat down most of the day, here and there, not eating a lot of grass, not eating. She's definitely over food. Okay, well, that's an obvious one. So what am I seeing? What am I noticing? I'm noticing that she's off her food. What does it mean? Not quite sure. Her eyes look just a little bit. They're not quite as bright as normal. That was the first thing that Sue noticed. She felt that her eyes weren't very bright. Subtle, that, isn't it? Bright eyes. What does that mean? So we'll see. We'll see overnight. She's okay. She's eating. She's doing all right. A little bit of drinking, a little bit of, but she's just not, I'm giving her full attention and she knows that I'm watching her. So she's a little bit wary, but I gave her some food today and she's then eating the food and then she's trying to kind of, she's kind of scraping at the wall, which is a wooden wall. And is she trying to take some of the wooden fibers off the wall? Is she wanting to chew on something? Is she cleaning her teeth? Don't think so. So that's an interesting observation. I've not seen them do that before. Certainly not seen her do that before. So I'm kind of a bit of a loss to know what that means yet. What do I need to do about it? So I will keep a check on her, see how she is in the morning. She's up and about. She's not sat down. She's not lying down. She did sit yesterday on the field a little bit, kicked over on the slope. So, okay, but she was balancing herself, but she was also just rolling slightly. So she didn't have her back legs tucked under her, which made me think abdomen pressure. Maybe she's got a bit of bloat. Maybe she's eaten something. So that's a working hypothesis. I'm expecting that tomorrow morning, she's been coming for the food. She just doesn't have very much of it. And we shall see tomorrow what we can determine. If she's still not right, I'll try and get her into the smaller stable and we'll give her a more thorough check over. But I've checked, there's no sign of anemia, there's no problem with the lumps on the jaw, so that's kind of narrowing that down. Yeah, there we go. One of those things. So these animals of ours, we regularly have things that we think we're doing all right. We turn the corner and there's something new. There's a limp. There's a sat down not eating my food. There's a back of the queue. Who's that? There was a crowd of them yesterday coming back down the lake, down the path, the side of the lake, as opposed to down the lake. But who's that at the back? And it was Talia. Could tell by her eyes. And just the way she was carrying herself. So it was Talia who was at the back. That's unusual. Amelia. Amelia was at the front. That's unusual. So she's quite hungry. And then we had this strangeness with her later, where she stood. She kind of stopped in the field. And she stood. Wasn't completely motionless, but she was pretty motionless. She wasn't moving. She wasn't eating. But it was like 45 minutes. She stood there at the same spot. She kind of noticed when the others moved a bit. I went out and kind of attracted her attention from the wall. She turned her head slightly. She looked at me, but she just stood there. She stood there. In the end, I decided I'd better go investigate this. Went down and she did move. And she shuffled and she got near the... And then she kind of filled her mouth, ready to spit at me. She remembered how to do that. But it was kind of... She's gone a bit vacant. She'd been doing that a bit more. I just wonder, is there anybody else seen anything like that in older alpacas? I'm not quite sure what's going on. She's just standing, sort of staring. So there's a couple of little worrits that I've got, little things that I'm worrying about my... A couple of my girls. Boys are okay, doing all right, very wet. Do you know, this morning the lake was standing brown. That's not quite true, actually. It wasn't. It was moving brown. The water was very brown because we just had so much rain overnight. It had stirred up all the silt and therefore it was coming through brown. It clears really quickly once you get a lower flow. Then it's not stirring up the silt in the same way. Then it will bring it through, and it cleans the water very quickly. All the silt drops out. So it was standing, but it wasn't standing water. It was moving water. This was moving water that was coming in, definitely coming in. There's a bit of a white water coming over the stones at the top of the valley, just by the bridge, and then the other end going out. There was quite a roar. So there's a picture there, in. In the episode notes, I've got a link to a little video which shows you something of what the water was like today. So that's the after effect. And the good thing about having, I'm not going to feed them outside because it's so wet, and having the trough standing in the rain means that it fills with water. So I was able to give them a good scrub with my brush today. I got out there and gave them a good scrub and tipped all the water out. So that was good. It's a good way of cleaning now and again. If it rains a lot. So they spent more time indoors in the stable. And yeah, that's okay. They're fairly sensible. And they enjoyed their food. Slightly more crowded because I can't spread it out quite as much when it's just keep it indoors out of the direct rain. But they managed. And we'll see tomorrow how we do. We've got more rain to come. We've got a drier day, and then it comes back again. And then talking about the weekend, we might have a named storm. Thank you very much. So that will be the first of the season for the UK, if they do decide to name it to the end. There's a big weather front coming. And high winds, lots of rain, on rain. I think it's a problem kind of time. It's that time of year. Temperatures are warm. So watch out for fly strike, would be my advice. Make sure you are looking for dark, smeary, kind of almost like oily lines, black lines. And it's what you get that you see on the fleece. And it's the rubbishy stuff. It's the exposed stuff in the the fluids that are coming out from the wound, which has been infected and is being having a lot of activity from maggots. I was going to try to find some way of saying it nicely. There isn't a nice way of saying this. It's horrible, absolutely horrible, and it smells disgusting. And it's, you get a sensitive nose. Once you've smelt it and experienced it, you spot it straight away. So do keep your eyes open for those black smears. Do keep your nose open so you can smell, because it's just a little bit possible. It's not cold enough yet. It is warm and it is damp, and this is classic. And there's been quite a few flies around, I've noticed, in the last couple of days. So just keep your eyes out for that. Just make sure that you're not getting something. Nip it in the bud if you can. And I found something that's here in the UK that I use, which is a really good spray. So you can use the fly repellents, general, whatever you use for that. But there's also a product which is good for dealing with that. They use it for other animals as well, like rabbits that can get affected with fly strike. Who knew that? I didn't know that previously, but it makes sense. You get long-haired varieties. So keep your eyes and ears open. Watch out for the flies. Watch out for these smears. Look, keep your nose open for those smells. So it could be, if we're going to have a whole prolonged dry period, then you've got a set of problems that you need to watch out for that. If you get a whole wet period, which we're currently in the middle of, there are other things, and therefore it's foot condition of the feet can be a problem. Between the toes and on the bottom, the pads can get a bit soft. And you just need to have those things in mind. Don't go panicking about them, but just have those in mind. So when you're spending time around your alpacas, you can be watching out for those things. And of course, once you've got your own alpacas, then you're in a situation where you can be helping other people learn about alpacas and how to keep them. It's kind of the paying it forward. The things that you learned, things that you found helpful when you were just getting into alpacas, you can then pass that on to others who are inquiring and trying to work out what's possible for them and how they might go about it. Yeah, it's that alpaca gene again. Those things that we feel connection with the alpacas more than most. So take the opportunities when you can to talk alpacas. And if you can, at the moment, I know it's not raining everywhere, it just feels like it here. If you can, go spend some time with your alpacas in the dry. If you have to be in the stable with them, that's fine. If you can be outside, that's good too. And just spend some time breathing, being around and watching what is happening. Take care and see you again soon. Bye for now. This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.